Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting third. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Jard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Joe Jard. And now, play ball. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball towards right field. Rice fields the ball and throws to first. Sisler drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Sisler. Perkins moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. There goes Lamar trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Lamont, who relays the ball to Robertson, who tags Lamar for the out. It's 2-1, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball. Sisler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Simmons is chasing the ball. Sisler rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Williams moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive off the glove of Dykes, and into shallow left field. Jacobson reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacobson moves to third. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0 for 1 in the game. Poole hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lamar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard is 0 for 1 in the game. Jard hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 2 in the game. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Sisler for the double play. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-2 in the game. Poole strikes out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinn hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lamar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Robertson reaches third base with a triple. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard is 0-for-2 in the game. Jard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robertson scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Miller moves to third. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson. Perkins reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Simmons scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Galloway hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 5, Browns, 5. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0 for 3 in the game. Poole bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bishop moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Milt Gaston now pitching. Walt French pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Dixon and they have the runner in a rundown. Lamott applies the tag, and Bishop is out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Poole moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Dykes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobson is walked intentionally. Joe Evans pinch hits for Leo Dixon. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Jacobson moves to second. Slim Harris now pitching. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Williams scores. Jacobson moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's 6-5, Browns. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Rego now catching. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Chick Galloway batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.